Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Time for us now to turn our attention to environmental matters. And it's a very warm welcome to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Oh, there you are, Mark. I thought you were speaking from London. No?
Yes, lovely to be back.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you.
You know, we've been having a huge international climate change conference here in South Africa. I don't know how many people noticed that. The 5th International Climate Change Conference. And it was called Adaptation Futures. It's the world's premier conference on climate change adaptation. We had over 1,200 scientists, practitioners, business leaders, policymakers from around the world meeting in Cape Town to connect, learn, and inspire one another against the background of this continuing anxiety, climate change. This is in consequence of the Paris Climate Agreement Accords. Adaptation Futures 2018 aims to facilitate dialogues for solutions between key actors from diverse perspectives and region, and it's the first time in Africa. So what's been happening? A lot of high-level talk and information input from academics, researchers, government, semi-government organizations, their staffers in the fields of agriculture and environmental management. I think you can pick up from this and the impressive credentials of the participants that climate change is real, controversial, yes, but real, that governments, research organizations, companies are spending time and a lot of money and a good deal of jet fuel as well, it must be said, attending climate change conferences like that. There's certainly a sense of urgency now, and about time, some would say. A little short on hard facts and numbers, though. Yes, this is unknown territory, but how do you measure what effects the adaptations are having from the economic and physical point of view? We look forward to some hard facts and numbers, and here in future on Being Green, we'll keep you informed. If you break down the country's participation in the conference, it's quite revealing. South Africa and India each have more papers and presenters than the rest of the world combined. Of course, the conference is being held here, so the South African bias would not come as a surprise. But the rest of Africa and the Indian subcontinent are well represented. Only 3% of contributions came from the entire South American continent and 10% from North America. That's Mexico, the USA and Canada combined. Number crunching aside, I think the major alarm bells ringing on climate change challenges are for developing countries, particularly in Africa, but also in the Pacific and Southern Asian countries. And the dangers are very real. Food production being the topmost concern, apart from the impact of natural disasters like drought. We know all about drought, don't we, here in the Western Cape. And catastrophic events like floods. As always, it's the poor communities that will suffer the most, and there will be an increased flow of refugees for sure. So what can be done about adaptation to climate change? A whole lot, it would seem, judging by the many worthy papers, reports, discussions and committee meetings reflected in this conference. Even if only some of the suggested strategies come off, it will be good. And the most important thing is that awareness is now pretty universal. You can't be living on this planet if you say you're not aware of climate change, atmospheric warming, sea level rises, increased severe weather events, increased CO2 levels, etc., etc. There are a lot of things that can be done to mitigate, reduce the effects of climate change. There are other things that will assist adaptation to the new climate and rainfall regimes, and they all imply costs, both material and behavioral, at some point or another. The economists and planners will have a field day working out the odds and selecting the most effective strategies. You and I will have to pay up at some stage. One of the promising strategies that caught my eye is ecosystem-based adaptation, EBA for short. This is an approach that comes from a think tank at Oxford University, but it's by no means patented by Oxford. Many top strategists are working on that, and it's multidisciplinary. One of the principal policy advisors, Alexandre Chausson, is upbeat about EBA approaches to climate adaptation. That is, studying how nature reacts and adapts, and using their models as an integrated way to merge into, or in effect, copy the natural processes. This is what he calls the green way, as opposed to grey solutions, engineering and concrete. There's a whole new way of approaching our impact on the environment and cooperating and learning from nature, all in the interests of water and food security for the future and for everyone and every living thing. We'll keep an eye on it here on Being Green and keep you informed. Reminder, we only have one Earth.
Yes, indeed. And thanks very much to John Richards with that edition of Being Green.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.